the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, here we go. Checking in at
number five.
All right, the president launched an attack on NFL players last night when he was speaking at a rally in West Virginia. He criticized ESPN for what he says was their decision to now stop broadcasting the national anthem.
And unlike the NFL, you always honor and cherish our great American flag. It was just announced by ESPN that rather than defending our anthem, our beautiful, beautiful national anthem, and defending our flag, they've decided that they just won't broadcast when they play the national anthem. We don't like that. So while the players are kneeling, some of them, not all of them at all, you're all proudly standing for our national anthem. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's like a Miss America, like a Miss USA speech is what he just gave since he owned Miss USA. Thank you. I will sit down now. Hope that the pageant judges choose me. Two things here. Two very, very important things. One, ESPN did not announce it will no longer play the national anthem. It has a policy of, it has had a longstanding policy, as most networks do, of not playing the national anthem. They run spots, they run commercials during the national anthem, unless it's a particularly important national anthem for a game, like it's Veterans Day.
Thanksgiving during the playoffs. That's for Fox Sports' approach, but CBS says it really never has, and ESPN says it rarely does broadcast.
They did three times last year. That's all it normally is each year.
Right, and they said that they don't have any plans to change that.
That's right.
So this has been taken out of context, and the president's using this now to make it seem like, you know, it's all bad. And why does he want it? Why is he trying to ruin the football season for me?
Can't I just eat a bowl of chili and watch football?
Have they decided what they're doing yet in Columbus, Ohio? Yet?
No, that's going on right now, bro. I'll keep you posted.
Thank you.
What are we waiting on there?
We're waiting on whether or not Coach Urban Meyer is going to return to Ohio State University.
Okay.
Big meeting today. Board of Trustees, President, Athletic Director.
Will Roquan Smith play in the next Bears game, too? I'm also anxious to hear that.
It's a good question. We'll see if he practices tonight at Vernon Hills.
Yeah, because he was a little hurt, right?
He's got a little hammy tightness.
Oh,
the tight hammy already?
See, and this is the thing. And now I don't want to have a fight every time I'm watching the NFL football because how can you watch that? Hey, those people! You know, I mean, I don't want to have something else to divide families.
Can you
just please give me something I can enjoy? I do not have to take a political position on everything in my life.
Sports used to be an outlet.
It did.
Good old days.
Well, hey, you and all your liberal friends. It's like, shut up.
Can't we just get along?
Now, Trump has since sent an email to his supporters announcing that he is starting a petition to get the Star Spangled Banner back on TV. It was never on TV! When you would see the video of the guys kneeling, you were seeing it on the news afterwards.
Right. It was making news, and so they showed that video that did not air during the broadcast.
Okay. You want me to read this to you?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Just after we heard a sitting governor trash America, ESPN has now decided we'll no longer play the national anthem before Monday Night Football. If America is too offensive for anyone in our country, then what are we doing in America? I'm calling on you to join me in denouncing this spineless surrender to the politically correct liberal mob. I was the first person to sign this petition. Now I need you to follow my lead and be the second.
Oh, boy.
That's what he's saying now. Is there a donate button with that, too?
There's ads popping up to buy his hats and
just play
donate.
The game. Throw the ball. Come on.
Now, this is a very nice distraction from this question today from his friends at Fox & Friends.
The press. Is the press the enemy of the people?
No, not at all. But the fake news is. And the fake news is comprised of, it's a big chunk, okay? Somebody said, what's the chunk? I said, 80%? It's a lot. If I do something well, it's not reported, other than in the 20%. I mean, the New York Times cannot write a good story about me. They're crazed. They're like lunatics.
Okay. Okay.
But just as he normally does, when he sits down with his friendly interviewers, he tends to say the biggest things that get him in trouble, as he did on Fox and Friends this morning.
Can we play that now?
Let's hear that.
Can we play that on Fox and Friends today?
Mm-hmm.
When they asked him this.
Did you know about payments?
Later on I knew. Later on. But you have to understand, Ainsley, what he did, and they weren't taken out of campaign finance. That's a big thing. That's a much bigger thing. Did they come out of the campaign? They didn't come out of the campaign. They came from me, and I tweeted about it. You know, I don't know if you know, but I tweeted about the payments. But they didn't come out of campaign. In fact, my first question when I heard about it was, did they come out of the campaign? Because that could be a little dicey. And they didn't come out of the campaign, and that's big. But they weren't, it's not even a campaign violation. If you look at President Obama, he had a massive
campaign violation.
But he had a different attorney general.
Yeah.
And they viewed it a lot different.
Yeah. Okay. What was that? I'd like a little detail now. They've been asking the White House for detail, and they don't have.
They're not getting exactly what that is. The detail.
But he likes to throw that out there. He's wrong. He just admitted that he did know about this payment. Because now the question is, did he direct the payment? And is there proof that he directed the payment? And it doesn't matter if it came out of campaign finance. That would be technically a campaign violation and against mm-hmm. the criminal statute, U.S. code. So there is a problem there. He has just acknowledged that he knew about it. Did he direct it? And this now adds more. This would have been just something he, she asked him.
Right.
I mean, you know, bless Fox and Friends for you know, going there, because I kind of wouldn't have expected them to ask him a question that he would have to answer.
Well, that's why I think he just gets very comfortable and he'll say things without thinking about it, because the ethics lawyers are saying that if you knowingly admitted the debt from your financial disclosure report, which if he knew about it and he omitted it, it was omitted, then that's another problem that you sort of stepped into.
Okay. Checking in at
number four.
So why exactly is Lanny Davis, the attorney for Michael Cohen, been all over TV and radio today? These hours after his client accepted a deal to plead guilty on 8 counts. You'd think, don't you want to go home and rest for more? Nope. The answer was clearly in focus when he talked to Megyn Kelly today, whose show I did not realize is still on television, as he made a direct appeal to the viewers to give money to Cohen to pay his bills.
I would say the reaction of your audience may be that they're not as interested in getting the truth out about Donald Trump as many other people in the country. Approximately 60% of the country would not have the reaction of your audience.
Okay. By the way, I overstated it. It's 20,000. It's not 70,000. But, you know, for Cohen's, hope springs eternal, I guess.
And they're talking about how much money is in this Michael Cohen defense fund.
Right. Because they laughed when he said, well, if you really care, then, you know, you send the money to michaelcohentruth.com.
All right. Wait, hold on. Listen to this.
Could I just take one opportunity to remind everyone that Michael Cohen has suffered a tragic and difficult experience with his family. He's without resources. And we've set up a website called michaelcohentruth.com.
Oh, hell no.
That we're hoping that he will get some help from the American people so he can continue to tell the truth.
Oh, hell no.
The audience is, but they don't know if you're ready to donate, Lanny, but we did check before we went to air. It's got $70,000 in it so far. And listen, we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, but now that if you go on michaelcohentruth.com, it'll send you to donaldjtrump.com, like a campaign website. I don't know if they had locked...
Because it's michaelcohentruthfund.com.
It's not what he was saying it was on the air. If you look at the stories about
it... He said what was wrong. What he said was wrong. And so the Donald Trump people figured that out immediately.
So they were
capitalizing on that. He had the wrong thing, so they capitalized on it.
He's up to 113 grand, by the way.
Right. The one that Donald Trump is now running is probably up to $500,000.
Right.
So it was pretty good. I mean, it was a good dirty trick by the Trump campaign to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the White House. I'm not sure who did it. But it sends it if because Lenny Davis, like a lot of older people, they never get their URL right. Or their urination, for that matter. he made a mistake on the URL, and you know those are fast and loose players over there at the lithe players, I should say, over at the Trump campaign.
And they jumped on it for sure because that domain definitely reroutes you to DonaldJTrump.com.
Yes. So, but who wants to go? Michael Cohen is a despicable human being. He was when he was telling us that we were all going to have to, you know, that Donald Trump's going to, he's going to fix you.
That's right.
You know, all I mean, all that, kind of stuff.
Directed.
And now all of a sudden, all of his toughness and all of that bravado, and he was cheating the whole time.
But isn't he also a multimillionaire? I mean, isn't he lived a pretty lavish lifestyle and.
And this, by the way,
in the swanky apartment and everything
makes Lenny Davis. And last night he was all over MSNBC and CNN and saying, "Listen, he's got all kinds of stuff here, including Russian connections that he's willing to tell the special counsel." Everything Lenny Davis said last night goes right into a cocked hat for me.
I think you're right. If you had it, why wouldn't you have already offered it up?
I don't know.
Of this whole deal.
But again, I mean, this is just Donald Trump showed up with this caravan of half baked crooks. I'm from Chicago. I know a caravan of half-baked crooks. I can smell these guys. I knew exactly who he was showing up with. This is a New York version of the guys here I know. I know these people. I get why people didn't want to elect Hillary Clinton, but the option was this, and this is what we have, and this is not going to end well. I'm not sure Hillary would have ended well. The gates to hell opened when they were the two candidates, and now we are in hell. We need somebody to get us out of hell.
We do.
I'm not sure who that's going to be. It's not going to be Bernie. They just said Bernie in my ear. Not Bernie.
Oh, they said Bernie.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
All I know is there is no one left in that swamp.
Right. Actually, the swamp now has a New York accent, which is really kind of interesting.
Yeah, the alligators. Yeah. They talk funny.
Yeah. They moved the New York swamp down to Washington, and now it's going to... And it's like, I mean, come on. Michael Cohen. Oh, poor Michael Cohen can't speak unless you pay him.
I just don't
understand
that.
Oh, what disgusting crap. This whole thing is awful. This is so beneath the United States of America. Who are we going to run? I got to find a guy.
Look around. You never know. Barack Obama came from here.
Oh, I know I'd send a guy from here. I do not want to send a guy from here.
We have enough problems.
And I honestly don't think that America is going to elect another guy from Chicago. But I think that there's got to be somebody. All right. We'll get to your 3, 2, and 1. But first, Violetta, first, Judy, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
A guilty verdict in the shooting death of Hydea Pendleton.
Violetta.
Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, and Joe Donlin weeknights on WGN-TV News at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Continuing on the top 5-5, up to
number 3.
So why exactly has Ringo Starr been a guest on the October 2nd episode of Dan Rather's hosted Access TV series The Big Interview? Why?
An important day for him today.
Program will be the 100th episode of the talk show, that's why, and will kick off the second half of The Big Interview 6th season. That's why.
Ringo Starr also played his first official show as a Beatle on this day in 1962.
Oh.
A little trivia for you there.
So, Ringo, Dan Rather has this question for you. Why? Why are you a drummer?
People always ask you, oh, what about those drummers and those records? I never listened to the drummer. I listened to the whole thing. And yes, I know the names. But it wasn't like I was listening for the drums. I was listening for the whole feel of the record.
Okay.
Still has that sweet accent. Love that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. He's a Beatle.
Liverpudlian.
That always makes me laugh when I hear that.
You know, it's sort of a strange way. You're from Liverpool, but you're a Liverpudlian.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2.
Some kids received toys for their 11th birthday, but Downers Grove resident Sophia Sanchez settled for a visit from her favorite rapper, Drake.
Nice.
Instead, this is pretty cool. The Grammy Award-winning artist visited Sophia at the Lurie Children's Hospital, where she is awaiting a heart transplant.
Oh my God!
You asked me to come, I'm here.
So I'm in the Lurie Children's Hospital, and look who came to surprise me.
Just for you, my dear.
Drake. Thank you so much, Drake, for coming to see me. It means a lot for you to come and cheer me up.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I would be afraid for a heart patient, though, right? You want to give her a little warning before you... Hey, somebody, it's going to be very exciting.
Uh-huh.
Let's get this over with quickly.
Don't surprise her too much.
Yeah.
Just sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Her face lit up, though. Oh, it's
so
adorable.
Sweet. Well, she took part in one of his challenges online, and mm-hmm. it's all good.
She's waiting for a heart transplant, too.
Yeah, she said this is one of her first wishes to come true, so...
Good.
Our next is for the transplant.
All right, our wishes for her transplant to go successfully.
A lot of love sending her way.
And finally,
number one.
What? We should have asked Lester about this. We had him on the internet show a little bit earlier today. Lester Holt. We'll have to play this next week when he's on.
Yeah, we will.
Was at a barbecue joint in New York City, and with his band, I'm assuming, And we talked to him a couple weeks ago about this. Why do you want to be in a band so bad? So now we get to do an American Idol version of Lester Holt, American News Idol. Let's listen and hear how he does.
When I wake up in the morning.
You know what he sounds like when he's singing? It's like when Barack Obama sings. You're right. I mean, like,
he's enjoying it. Like, he's smiling.
Yeah.
People are into it. He plays bass. He's a stellar news anchor, but he can sing.
Yeah.
He can sing.
It's kind of a funny thing. It's like the exact same. It's like guys who can carry a tune for sure,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to go, but they also know what their limitations are. They're not going to go, like,
right.
over the top. They're going to stay in their box, and
right.
they're going to pull this thing off, and they're going to impress everybody because they're on pitch in their box.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled it off. A lot better than me, pal. A lot better than me. Let's wrap this up.
The top five at five.